Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post, "I Want You to Hurt Me Because It Makes You Hard," by Girl on the Net. Just a content note, this is one of those posts that goes into the sometimes dark places in my brain. So because of that, it involves discussion of things like pain, BDSM, and role-playing sex as punishment. Everything in the post is 100% consensual, but I'm just going to give you a heads up. So if those things are likely to disturb you, please don't read on or listen on if you're listening to the audio. We're discussing the difference between corporal punishment and what I'm going to call angry punishment. I explained to him that in previous role plays, I've struggled with the idea of a rigid, ordered punishment, counting spanks, measured chastisement, that kind of thing. One, thank you, sir. Two, thank you, sir. The type of role play where I'm a naughty girl and a guy in a position of authority is responsible for correcting me. He orders me to bend over and touch my toes, stretching my thighs and arse taut for the cane or tours. He makes me wait for what feels like an achingly long time as my calves tingle and my cunt gets slick and I wait for the first thwack. At that moment, what I'm hoping for isn't just one sharp stroke. I'm not eagerly anticipating a measured, precise stripe across my backside. But usually that's what I get. One stripe, carefully applied. Then the inevitable order. Count them. So I count. One, two, three, four. Thank you, sir. I count the strokes and I thank him for each one. His controlled, dominant guy who'll dish out exactly as much pain as I deserve and no more. That's nice, it is, but it's not the best. The best, what I'm hoping for, is a loss of control. I want him not to deal out punishment like it's medicine and he's the careful pharmacist weighing the exact number of pills. I want punishment that comes only because it pleases him to do it. A beating powered not by his judgment, but by his rage. Get the fuck over and pull down those knickers. Voice cracking slightly because he's so angry. Then later trembling more because the sight of my exposed cunt makes him want to do more than just beat me. He slips the belt out through the loops of his trousers and folds it quickly in half. Then half again. A short, thick leather strap with which to smack me. One, two, three, four, five, six. They fall in a blur. There's no time to count, and I can't get a word in, because with each stroke he's telling me more about how I'm a dirty girl and why I deserve this, why he loves this. In that scenario, he's not done when I'm suitably punished. He's only done when he's satisfied. When he's beaten me hard enough to make his prick throb, and fucked me good and hard while I grip on tight to my calves and focus on the dual pleasures of staying upright and coming round his cock. I explain this to him, this difference, the difference between pain as punishment, the way it might be meted out if I were a naughty schoolgirl and he a headmaster giving me six of the best, and pain as kind of sexual brutality. In the latter, I'm not being punished because I deserve it. I'm being punished because he needs it. He can't get hard unless he sees my arse glowing red from the stripes, hears the thwack of leather on taut skin, hears me squeal, watches my cunt get wet from it. We're trying to narrow down the kink. because BDSM is not a narrow enough definition. Spanking or corporal punishment, neither of those gets close enough to pulling the nuance of this particular fantasy. Halfway through the conversation with him, I realised that what I'm trying to do is give a one-sentence summary of what turns me on the most. A universal rule he can apply when he's thinking of new and harder ways to fuck me. It's not about the pain per se, I explain. I want you to hurt me because it makes you hard. Hurt me because it makes you hard. He thinks for a while, dick twitching in his pants as I rub the back of my hand casually over his crotch. Does he think this is weird? I mean, I think this is weird. I struggle with the idea of a kink that looks selfless but is in fact the oddest kind of control. Not do things because you love them, but love these things because I want you to want to love them. Some people may have other summaries. I suspect that there are plenty of people for whom the controlled corporal punishment ticks exactly their boxes. Their kink summaries may go something like, I want to be hurt for my own good, or I need to feel like I deserve the cane. Others, for whom pain is less important, may feel like the following sum them up better. I get pleasure from extreme obedience, or I need to be naked while you are clothed. So as we were discussing this, it occurred to me that almost any mood or scene could be captured with these phrases. The detail I go into about the belt and the anger and the specific role play, that's all stuff that he can play jazz with. Specific words or actions aren't always necessary. And if the belt is swapped for a tawse or a ruler, it won't kill the fantasy or the fun. As long as the motivation stays the same. I want you to hurt me because it makes you hard. One day I'll tell you what his summary was in exchange. If you'd like to hear more audio porn and basically sex blog posts read aloud, come to girlonthenet.com/audioporn or come and support the audio porn project at patreon.com/girlonthenet.